This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
إن الذين يكتمون ما أنزلنا من البينات. بسم الله والحمد لله والصلاة والسلام على رسول الله. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. خذنا المايك لو سمحت لنا. جانا لايف. من الصفا والمروة. بسم الله.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. إن الصفا والمروة من شعائر الله، فمن حج البيت أو اعتمر فلا جناح عليه أن يطوف بهما، ومن تطوع خيرا فإن الله شاكر عليم. إن الذين يكتمون ما أنزلنا من البينات والهدى من بعد ما بيناه للناس في الكتاب أولئك يلعنهم الله ويلعنهم اللاعنون. إلا الذين تابوا وأصلحوا وبينوا فأولئك أتوب عليهم وأنا التواب الرحيم.
جزاك الله خير. بسم الله. بسم الله والحمد لله والصلاة والسلام على رسول الله. بارك الله فيكم. يا الله بليس يو. جزاكم الله خير. لازلنا مع سورة البقرة أو البركة. دائما نقول البقرة أو البركة، سورة filled with بركة. And last week we stopped at the ayah talking about الصفا والمروة after we talked about the ayah of الصبر أن ابتلاء ولنبلونكم شيء من الخوف. When Allah عز وجل says that we shall try you with a touch of fear. And then Allah Azza wa Jalla talked about As-Safa al-Marwa. And then we talked a little bit about the history, you know, with regard to As-Safa al-Marwa, when those two, when that couple, they committed zina inside the Kaaba. And Allah Azza wa Jalla turned them into sanam, idols. And this was before Islam. So Al-Arab, Quraysh at the time, they, as they used to venerate the rituals of Hajj as well, they wanted to teach people a lesson to those who don't understand about the sanctity of al-Haram, of al-Kaaba, of al-Safa al-Marwa. So they put those two idols, the man and the woman, they put them in one in al-Safa and the other one in al-Marwa as an example. Inna al-Safa al-Marwa ta min sha'a'ilillah. They are from the symbols of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Al-Ka'ba min sha'irillah. Not just al-Safa al-Marwa. Al-Ka'ba as well. The Ka'ba is also from the symbols of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But here comes that discrepancy that was, and this is why Allah Azza wa Jalla revealed this ayah. لأن بعض الصحابة لما أسلموا قبل الإسلام كان يطوفون بين الصفا والمروة وكان بهما هذا الصنمين. فلما جاء الإسلام في بعض الصحابة أنهم قالوا كيف نطوف بين الصفا والمروة وفي الصفا صنم وفي المروة صنم. فأنزل الله الآيات. Because before Islam they used to make الصفا والمروة as well. They used to do around the Kaaba, you know, the Quraysh, the Arabs, not just the Quraysh, the Arabs, they used to do Hajj and they would go between Tawaf. But their Tawaf was different because they used to do Tawaf naked. And they used to go and clap as they were doing Tawaf and they're clapping. And also they would go between al-Safa and al-Marwa, right? So after Islam, some of the groups of the companions, they said, how can we make tawaf between al-Safa and al-Marwa? Well, as there are, you know, salam, idols in them. So Allah Azza wa Jalla revealed this ayah. The Prophet Muhammad, he did hajj. Only one hajj, by the way. Rasulullah, kam hajj min al-Marwa? Hajj wahda. He did only one hajj, alayhi salatu wasalam, fil ashir min dil hijra, in the 10th year of dil hijra. And when he did Hajj, by the way, there was asnam in the fi Mecca, inside the Kaaba, right? He did before, in fact, I'm sorry, when he did Hajj, after the conquest of Mecca, there was no sanam. But when he did Umrah, there was asnam there. You know, when he came for Al-Hudaybiyah. And then after the Hudaybiyah, the year after the treaty of Hudaybiyah, he went and he performed the, after he had that vision, الحلم الرؤيا, the vision that he had that he was performing Umrah. So he went and he did tawaf around the Kaaba, and the Kaaba had asnam. So the Prophet did tawaf around the Kaaba where there was asnam, yani idols inside, and also he did tawaf around the Kaaba where there was no asnam in the 10th year of the Hijra, sallallahu alayhi wasallam. Watafa bi, also when he did the tawaf after the Kaaba, he went to Safa al-Marwa, and there were these two idols there, sallallahu alayhi wasallam. So this is al-munasaba al-ula. Al-munasaba al-thaniya, the other thing that right after talking about ibtila, Allah Azza wa Jalla talks about as-safa al-marwa. Right after Allah Azza wa Jalla talking about lanabduwannakum shay'in min al-khawfi, we shall trial you with some, you know, touch of fear. Then right there Allah Azza wa Jalla start talking about hajj, as-safa al-marwa. And we said last week is because, subhanAllah, all these components that Elijah just spoke about, you know, touch of fear, loss of lives, and so on and so forth, they were all embedded in this woman, you know, Hajar, when her husband Ibrahim, alayhi salam, he left her, you know, in a valley that's got no vegetation, she's alone, she's scared, touch of fear, you know, she was alone with her baby. So all that apply to her, عليها السلام. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, إِنَّ الصَّفَى وَالْمَرْوَةَ مِنْ شَعَائِلِ اللَّهِ. Did she, إِذَا أَصَبَتْهُمْ مُصِيبَةٌ قَالُوا إِنَّ لِلَّهِ وَإِنَّ إِلَيْهِ رَاجِعُونَ. These believers, whenever they're afflicted by some musibah, they say to Allah, we belong and to Him we shall return. A lot of you did not know about the brother who passed away today, but when I mentioned the fact that he passed away, you all said, إِنَّ لِلَّهِ وَإِنَّ إِلَيْهِ رَاجِعُونَ. You all said that, subhanAllah. So this is, so how did she say it here, إِنَّ لِلَّهِ وَإِنَّ رَاجِعُونَ, Hajar? Because Allah was talking about a touch of fear, a touch of loss of lives, and then he said, and then give glad tidings to those who are patient, whenever they're afflicted by some calamity, they say, إِنَّ لِلَّهِ وَإِنَّ رَاجِعُونَ, to Allah we belong, to Him we shall return. She said it in a different way. When she asked her husband, did Allah ask you to leave us here? Her husband said, yes. You know, he knows that with his head, yes. Then she says, idhaf fala yudayya'an Allah. Go, Allah should never, or will never let us down. Allah will never let us, you know, Allah will take care of us. So that's in another way. Illa lillah wa inna ilayhi raji'un. We belong to Allah, and we all shall return to Him, subhanahu wa ta'ala. Wasafa. As-Safa, what is As-Safa? As-Safa comes from, in Arabic, linguistically from Safa. يعني something transparent, something clear, something smooth. As-Safa. قلب أبيض, يقول عليه الصلاة والسلام, when he is describing the hearts. He says, قلب أبيض مثل الصفا, أو مثل الصفا, لا تضره فتنة, ما دامت السماوات والأرض. The Prophet says, there's a heart. أبيض, bright heart from inside. Mithl as-safa, like as-safa. As-safa was also, it used to be attached to, you know, the mount of al-Kaaba, near the Kaaba. They were all, subhanAllah, as-safa al-marwa, it was only one mount, and then it got split. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, there's this heart, which is bright heart, mithl as-safa. And then he also gave the analogy of the other heart, wa qalbun aswad. وقلب أسود لا يعرف معروف أو لا 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 يأمر بمعروف ولا ينكر منكر. And there is this other type of heart which is dark, does not enjoin good nor forbid evil. Dark heart, والعياذ بالله. So the point here is, when the Prophet describes Safa as something clean, clear, understand? Something good, something beautiful, soft. والمروة المروة يقال عليه هو الحجر اللين. المروة, the other مروة, is also a rock, but in Arabic linguistically it's something that is soft as well. مروة, right? So they're both like حجر, but one is clear, transparent, and one is صافي, you know, is soft. من شعائر الله. Okay, to those who speak Arabic. من شعائر الله, ما الفرق بين شعائر ومشاعر؟ شعائر ومشاعر. فإذا أفضتم من عرفات فاذكروا الله عند المشعر is a sentiment, but they go together because you do have feelings when you special feelings when you are doing tawaf. شعورك وأنت تطوف حول الكعبة, شعورك وأنت تسعى بين الصفا والمروة. You have beautiful feelings, right? Why have you, you've been in Mecca before, right? You've been, so you, some of you, how many? نعم. I want to ask you the question, huh? The very first time you entered Mecca and you saw the Kaaba live. Remember that time? I remember it. 2000, for me, was like 2003, I believe. The very first time you saw the Kaaba, not in a picture, not on a video or on TV. No, the very first time you entered the Haram, huh? And then right there, like this, this Kaaba. Right? Some people, they just go like, ah. Some people, they start crying. And they don't know why they cry. They just start crying. Tearing. Feeling that you cannot describe. Masha'ir. Min al masha'ir. From these feelings. فَإِذَا أَفَضْتُمْ مِنْ عَرَفَاتٍ فَاذْكُرُوا اللَّهَ. And Allah Azza wa Jalla says, when you leave Arafat, when you return from Arafat, then make a mention of Allah عند المشعر الحرام. المشعر الحرام here is مزدلفة. Right after Arafat, we have a ritual where we go to some, to spend the night in a place called مزدلفة. And after مزدلفة, we go to a place called Mina. Right? So Allah Azza wa Jalla says, إِنَّ الصَّفَى وَالْمَرْوَةَ مِنْ شَعَائِرِ اللَّهِ. ذَلِكَ وَمَنْ يُعَظِّمْ شَعَائِرَ اللَّهِ فَإِنَّهَا مِنْ تَقْوَى الْقُلُوبِ. Allah also says, those who honor شعائر الله, and Quraysh, they used to honor the شعائر, even in before Islam. They used to honor Al-Kaaba, they used to honor the Hujjaj. This is why there was a big conflict among the Quraysh, the Arabs, who's going to serve the Hujjaj before Islam. Who's going to clog the Kaaba? Who's going to have the key to the Bab al-Kaaba? Before Islam. It's an honor for them. When you go to Hajj, you see this mostly in Hajj, not in Umrah. In Hajj, especially in Arafah, right? People bring in trucks of water and boxed food free for people, to serve people, to feed people. The honoring the rituals, subhanallah. Well, we're serving the Hujjaj. We're serving the pilgrims. Baytullah al-Haram. Right? But this, subhanallah, happened even before Islam. So Allah Azza wa Jalla says that, وَمَنْ يُعَظِّمْ شَعَائِرَ اللَّهِ, to those who glorify the rituals of Allah, فَإِنَّهَا مِنْ تَقْوَى الْقُلُوبِ. It is from the righteousness of the hearts. A good heart will glorify those rituals. You have to have a sound heart for you to glorify those rituals. You have masha'ir al-hub, feelings of love. When you are going around the Kaaba, you feel love as well. You're loving the place. Wallala, masha'ir al-hub, masha'ir al- and the only you say about masha'ir, the feelings, they reside where? In the heart. It resides in the heart. Or do you love from your head? No? You love from your head? From your stomach. That too. The Arabs, yeah. From the stomach too. Because she feeds you, you're going to love her more. وَلَلَا لَا أَسْتَغْفَرَ اللَّهَ الْعَظِيمُ أَمُرُّ عَلَى الدِّيَارِ قَالَ هَذَا قَيْسُ وَعَبْلَ وَلَيْلَ أَمُرُّ عَلَى الدِّيَارِ دِيَارِ لَيْلَ أُقَبِّلُ ذَا الْجِدَارِ وَذَا الْجِدَارَ وما حب الديار شغف قلبي ولكن حب من سكن الديار. قيس used to go. Have you heard of مجنون ليلى? You call it in Urdu, huh? مجنون ليلى, huh? In same, in, so قيس ليلى. In Arabic, they say قيس ليلى. This old, you know, in Jahiliyyah, this guy used to love this. She was her cousin, his cousin. And he used to go around her house and he used to kiss the walls of her house. So much love. And he says, I go, you know, touching the walls of the house of Layla, وَقَبِّلُ ذَا الْجِدَارِ وَذَا الْجِدَارَ, and I kiss these walls. And he says, it is not because I love the walls, I love the person who lives inside, inside, you know, this, around these walls, you know, loving. And this is here in our case, loving and kissing the Kaaba, or kissing the black stone. You see, the masha'ir, sha'air Allah. This is what Allah Azza wa Jalla says in sha'air Allah. So comes in Arafah. I want to pause here a little bit. Arafah, Muzdalifah, Mina, as Allah Azza wa Jalla talks about, inna safa wal marwata min sha'air Allah. Arafah, that's where Adam, he made that dua. Rabbana zalamna anfusana, wa illam taghfir lana wa tarhamna kunanna mina al-zalimin. Oh Allah, we have wronged ourselves. When he did, he said that, in Arafah, he made that dua that he wronged himself. And then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he admitted his fault. So Allah azza wa jalla forgave him. This is why the land of Arafah is the land of forgiveness. The plain of Arafah is the plain of al-ghufran. Doesn't Allah azza wa jalla, as the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, to the angels, what brought my servants hina fi Arafah, the day of Arafah? What brought them here today? Ya Rabbi, they came seeking your forgiveness. Ya malaikat ishhadu anni qad ghaffartu lahum. Oh my angels, you be witness, I forgive all of them. All of us are going there, all wearing white. All saying labbaik Allahumma labbaik, labbaik la sharika laka labbaik. It is the land of forgiveness, the plain of forgiveness is Arafah. Why is it called Arafah? Linguistically, it's called from Arafah, from Ta'aruf, or Ma'rifah, or I'tiraf. Oh, Arabi, huh? I'tiraf. I'tiraf bi'ish? Bi'dhanb, bi'l-khata. I'tiraf is a confession. That's why he made that confession. Arafah, I'tiraf. That's why he confessed. That's why he admitted, recognized his dhanb. I was told not to kiss not to eat from the tree. So him and Hawa, they confessed, i'tiraf. Arafah is also from ma'rifah, knowing someone, or becoming acquaintance with someone, or acquainted with someone. Ta'aruf, ta'arufu ahl al-jannah. So the first ritual will be Arafah. And then comes Muzdalifah. What is Muzdalifah in Arabic? Muzdalifah means izdilaf, closeness, iqtirab. Iqtirab. Iqtirab means, comes from the name of Allah, al-qarib, the near. Muzdalifah, as Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَأُزْلِفَتِ الْجَنَّةِ لِلْمُتَّقِينَ غَيْرَ بَعِيدٍ. شفت كيف؟ Quran, tafsir Quran with Quran. وَأُزْلِفَتِ الْجَنَّةِ, and the jannah has come close to the righteous, للمتقين, غير بعيد. It is not far, it is close to them. So comes Muzdalifah. So when he realized his mistake, his wrong, and he felt that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala brought him close in Muzdalifah, so he went to Mina to show shukr to Allah by shaving his hair and offering the sacrifice. That's what we do when we go for Hajj. فقبلها كان عرفة للغفران عرف الشعور بالذنب ومزدلفة الشعور بالشكر وفي صبيحة يوم العيد يكون الشكر بحلق الشعر وبذبح لله سبحانه وتعالى. So عرفة, you're realizing that Allah Azza wa Jalla is forgiving you, so he's made you closer to him by allowing you to be there in Muzdalifah. You want to thank him, you want to be grateful. So you go to Mina, and in Mina, that's where you do the rituals where... This is why in Mina, they call it the day of Eid, right? The day of Eid. They call it, what do they call it, the day of Eid? For Hujjaj. Al-Hajju. Al-Hajju. Al-Akbar. Al-Hajj al-Akbar, the great Hajj. Why the great Hajj? The majority of the rituals are done on Eid. For the Hajjaj, there is no Eid. Eid is only people who are here, let's say. But in Hajj, we have no Eid. Why? Because we're busy with the rituals. We come from Muzdalifah, we go, we stone. We stone the rocks, right? Not the shaitan. Some people say, shaitan. This guy was giving his huge block and the one taking the shoes. Cursing shaitan. Because of you, I lost my wife. And because of you, I lost my job. And the guy was good like this, looking. And then see, the sheikh came to this guy who was holding a big rock. Well, that's true. He says, yeah, you're going to hurt someone with this. And the Prophet says, to stone with just a pebble. He says, no. This, in Mina, there is Rajm, there's three Jamarat. جمرات الصغرى والوسطى والكبرى. The small جمرات, the middle جمرات, and the big جمرات. So he says, this is big جمرات, this is big شيطان, it needs big rock. Big شيطان, big rock. He lost it, أخي. He says, no. And the sheikh was an imam. He was known, you know, like he goes on TV and stuff. You know, so he's talking to this guy, he says, I'm telling you this is wrong. Do you know who I am? Who am I? He was trying to tell him, maybe I'm a sheikh and I come on TV and I'm telling you that I'm not joking. He says, do you know who am I? He says, yeah, I know who you are. He says, who am I? He says, you are shaitan, brother. You're telling me not to do this? You are shaitan's brother. Anta shaitan, kida. You are shaitan's brother. Anyways, so the masha'il is, you know, these feelings that, you know, a person would have. So what's the difference between Umrah and Hajj? Inna as-safa wal marwa min sha'irillah. And then Allah Azza wa Jalla will talk about, you know, faman hajja al-bayta aw i'tamara fala junaha alayhi an yattawafa bihima. We'll come to this ayah. Umrah and Hajj. How many of you did Hajj? Only few. How many did Umrah? Alhamdulillah. Okay. So the difference between Hajj and Umrah linguistically. Al-Umrah huwa lughatan at-tawaf bil-bayt walau marrah. Amma al-Hajj huwa at-tawaf bil-bayt, at-tawaf al-mutakarrir, yusamma al-Hajj. Linguistically, right? At-tawaf is, Al-Umrah is to do tawaf around the Kaaba once, like even if it's only once, that's Umrah. But with Hajj, tawaf, but continuous tawaf. This is why, you know, Hajj is the faridah. They said linguistically here. We have three types of, let's say, Hajj, tawaf. You have something called tawaf al-qudum. When you first come to Mecca, you have to do the first tawaf, tawaf al-qudum, which is embedded in your Hajj. Tawaf al-qudum. You have tawaf al-ifada, which is the fard, al-rukn. After you come out from Muzdalifah, you go to Mina the next day, you throw the pebbles, and then the day of Eid, which is the day of Eid, after you shave and slaughter, then you go to Mecca to perform the tawaf. That is the pillar tawaf. It's called tawaf al-ifada. فَإِذَا أَفَضْتُمْ مِنْ عَرَفَاتِ فَاتْقُوا اللَّهَ فِي الْمَسْجِدِ الْحَرَامِ عِنْدَ الْمَسْجِدِ الْحَرَامِ. And then you have tawaf al-wada'. These are the three main types. Tawaf al-wada', which is only for the hujjaj. The farewell tawaf before you leave back to Canada, let's say, right? You perform one final tawaf. From that tawaf, you go back, right? Then you also have tawaf nafil. Like you come to the masjid, you know, you come back from the hotel, and then khalas, there's, you know, you're waiting for the salah. And then you say, oh, you know what, I feel good, I'm not tired, and people are making tawaf, I'm just going to stand and make tawaf. This is called tawaf nafil. Just like when you come to the masjid and you pray two nafil salah, two nafil rak'ah, there's also tawaf nafil. Right? This is also called tawaf. Right? Then you have an'am. You can do it anytime.
No, you can.
But you cannot do it downstairs in the sahan. You can do it on the second floor or the third floor or upstairs in the roof, without ihram upstairs. But downstairs, you're not allowed. You have to be, you know, within ihram. I'm not going to go into the details because I'm live. Otherwise, I'll tell you how to do it. Allah farada alayna al-hajj wal-umrah liman istata'a ilayhi sabila. فمن حج فما إن الصفا والمروة مش عائل الله فمن حج البيت أو اعتمر فلا جناح عليه أن يطوف بهما. So Allah سبحانه وتعالى, the Prophet Muhammad, he said something really nice. He says دخلت العمرة في الحج إلى يوم القيامة. دخلت العمرة, has become embedded inside Hajj until the day of judgment. So you come today and you say I want to do Hajj and Umrah together. نعم. The first thing, this is why we have three types of Hajj, three types of rituals. We have what we call Hajj Ifrad or Fard, Mufrid, يعني Ifrad, you only do Hajj. This is mostly for the people of Mecca or Saudi. They've done it so many times. So they only come on the day of Arafah, they take off, they go straight to Arafah. And then after that they go Mina, And then they go to the tawaf and they only do hajj, they don't do umrah. It's called hajj ifrad, single hajj. And then you have what we call hajj tamattu'. That's what most people do. Most people do. What is the difference between that and hajj tamattu'? Because we have another type of ritual, number three, hajj al-qiran. Al-hajj al-qiran, which means that you combine hajj and umrah together. How does that work? So you come and you do your umrah with the intention that you're going to be performing hajj. So you come early, maybe a few weeks early or a few days early. So you did your umrah, right, with your ihram. And then after you finish your ritual, which is Safa al-Marwa, and then you shorten your hair or you shave, you remove your ihram and you wait for the days of hajj. You wait for the 9th of the hijjah or the 8th of the hijjah. On the 8th or the 9th of the hijjah, then you put your ihram back on and you announce the ritual, al-nusuk, labbaik Allahumma hajjah. And then you do your hajj. So you have combined hajj and umrah. But you took a break in between. You took a break in between. Whereas hajj qiran is different. Why? You do your umrah and you remain in your ihram. If you bring your spouse with you, you're not allowed to be intimate with her. And Prophet, what did he do? What type of hajj did he do? He did qiran. He did qiran. He did the other hajj where he stayed in his ihram. Walakin, he says to he told the sahaba, do tamattu'. Do the tamattu', do umrah, and then finish your umrah, and then, you know, when the day of hajj comes, then go back and renew your intention. He told the sahaba, because he brought the hadi with him, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. He brought the sacrifice with him, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So anyways. Aywa.
هل الحج في رمضان تحسب نفس الأجر في الحج؟
ما في حج في رمضان.
Sorry, العمرة في رمضان.
I'm coming. Is it somebody who's asked this question from online? Yeah. Let them. Can you wait? Let them wait. I'm going to talk about this right now. So this is with Hajj. Now Umrah. Umrah is different. They're happy, huh? Hey, good. Umrah is when you can go and do it anytime, any month, even in the days of Dhul Hijjah, which is the Hajj, the Qiran, or the Tamattu', right? You do your Umrah. But the difference is the pillars. Hajj has four pillars, whereas Umrah has three pillars. Hajj pillars are, those of you who did Hajj, Ihram, Tawaf, Sa'i, and Arafah. Whereas Umrah has three pillars, Ihram, Tawaf, and Sa'i. There is no Arafah. Oh, but Sheikh, I went to Arafah in Umrah, and I stayed there, and then I shaved, I went to Mina, Muzdalifah. Doesn't count. Arafah is only on the days of Hajj, which is in the Hijjah, right? So that's the main difference. With regard to Umrah, what's the best Umrah? I talked about this, you know, briefly last week. The Prophet Muhammad, he did, we said, four Umrahs. Umrah al-Hudaybiyah, when he made that intention to go, and then he was stopped and prevented from finishing his umrah, so it counts. He went, but habisahu habis. He was prevented from, you know, performing his umrah. It still counts. That's number one. Umrah al-qada. We call it umrah al-qada. The following year, he came to do the umrah. It's called umrah, as you say in Urdu, qaza. Qaza, right? You know, you need to make up. So the next year, he did the makeup, the made up umrah to make up for the umrah he missed the previous year. Umrah al-Ju'rana or al-Ju'rana. He also did that, you know, and he performed his umrah. And Umrah al-Qiran. The last umrah is the umrah when he did his hajj on the 10th year of the hijjah. So four umrahs he did. The best umrah, some people they said in Ramadan. No. The best umrah is on the 10 days of the hijjah. Why? Because the Prophet says, لِقَوْلِ رَسُولِ اللَّهِ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمَ مَا مِنْ أَيَّامِ الْعَمِلِ الصَّالِحِ فِيهَا خَيْرٌ وَأَحَبُّ إِلَى اللَّهِ مِنْ هَذِهِ الْأَيَّامِ أَوْ مِنْ عَشْرِ ذِي الْحِجَّةِ. There's no days more beloved to Allah, whereby the righteous deeds are beloved to Allah, rather than, you know, other than the days of Dhul Hijjah, the first 10 days of Dhul Hijjah. So the best Umrah is actually the Umrah that is not done in the days of Hajj, the first 10 days of Dhul Hijjah. The second best Umrah is definitely the Umrah of Ramadan. But the question was, do you get the same ajr as if you're doing Hajjah with the Prophet? Why? That's when you understand, when you go and you dig in as to why the Prophet says Hajjah in Ramadan as if he did Hajj with me. Or Umrah in Ramadan as if he did Hajj with me. The Prophet Muhammad, you know, a woman came to him when he did his Hajj. And then she missed Hajj with Rasulullah. She was crying, weeping. Why? What happened? I missed Hajj. ما حجيتي رسول الله معك. فقال لها هل اعتمرتي في رمضان؟ هل اعتمرتي في رمضان؟ Did you do Umrah in Ramadan? She said yes. Then the Prophet, to mend her heart, he told her, Umrah in Ramadan is equivalent to Hajj with me. And then she started crying. When I tell you, Ya Habibi Naim, Naim kal Asad. Naim kal Asad. Naim is like an Asad, like a lion. Is he like a lion? He's like a lion. And we'll bring a lion here and him. Are they the same? Same thing. Umrah in Ramadan is like Hajj with me. It is not like the Hajj, like, you know, perform Hajj Rasulullah. For he told that woman, because he was crying, when you do Umrah in Ramadan, as if he did Hajj with the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Yani in terms of the ajr, inshallah, he will get the ajr of making Hajj inshallah ta'ala. Any questions? So I can end, inshallah ta'ala. فَمَنْ حَجَّ وَاعْتَمَرَ فَلَا جُنَاحَ عَلَيْهِ أَنْ يَطَّوَفَ بِهِمَا. So I just can explain this bit before I let you go, inshallah ta'ala. Any comments before I do that?
Zil Hajj time, from the first Zil Hajj till the ninth Zil Hajj, there's a restriction. If you do the Umrah, then it is because the Hajj's time is there, so it can be come together. That's why there is a restriction for you can do the Umrah till the, I think so, just two or
it depends. Days. It depends. You know, like one time I went there, and then I had another. I had some time off, and I had to go back to Medina. So I went back to Medina, and on the way back, I had another opportunity to do another Umrah, because I came back to Mecca. So I came back. So I went to Medina to take care of some business, that, you know, at the time, and then I came back to Mecca again. So I come back with the. Because I already left the haram, I already left the sanctuary, yani the borders, the boundaries of the miqat. So when I went to Medina, I went to the miqat, and then I came for another.
It was for the part of the Hajj.
Yeah, yeah.
Exactly. But I think so.
But at that time, I did two umrahs. I'm just giving an example. Yes. The first time you came in, straight to Mecca.
But for example, if I'm not doing Hajj, and I want to do the umrah, so I can do the umrah till the, I think so, second of Zil Hajj only.
Wallah, it depends. It depends, you know, it depends on the restrictions. It depends on the restrictions. If they, you know, nah. Yeah, what was the question?
هل ينفع نصوم الستة من شوال؟
طب لحظة خلينا نكمل هذا. خلينا نكمل فمن حج أو اعتمر. Can they wait? You wait, inshallah, let me just finish this sada and then we'll go back to the questions. فمن حج واعتمر فلا جناح عليه أن يطوف بهم, because this ayah was misunderstood by one sahabi. فلا جناح, so whoever perform Hajj or Umrah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, فلا جناح عليه أن يطوف بهما. There is no, and here Allah Azza wa Jalla prioritize. Allah mentions Hajj, then He mentions Umrah. Then He says, فلا جناح عليه أن يطوف بهما. When you say لا جناح عليه, as it means there is no harm in making tawaf in between, yani making tawaf of Hajj and tawaf al-Umrah. But also in Arab, sometimes they misunderstood it. La haraj means la haraj, la haraj. Like the Prophet Muhammad, they came and they asked him, Ya Rasulullah, during Hajj, can I shave my hair and then go perform tawaf and then come back and do the dahdi? He said, la haraj. Like means it's okay, it's okay. It's an option, it's okay. Ya Rasulullah, can I go straight and perform tawaf because it's empty now in haram, and then come back to Mina and then do the stoning and then do the slaughtering? The Prophet would say, la haraj, la haraj. It's okay, it's okay. So the ayah here says, فَمَنْ حَجَّ الْبَيْتَ وَاعْتَمَرَ فَلَا جُنَاحَ عَنْ يَطَّوَفَ بِهِمَا. And he's talking about as-safa wal-marwa. فلا جناح عليه. يعني whoever performs حج العمرة, there is no harm to do الصفا والمروة. If you want to do it, do it. If you don't want to do it, it's okay. So by the way, this ayah is an answer to those what we call Al-Qur'aniyun. You know the sect Al-Qur'aniyun? Yeah. Those who only believe in the Qur'an, they don't believe in Sunnah. Mm-hmm. Because this ayah explains, you know, the fact that the Qur'an, na'am, talks about salah. But does the Qur'an explains to you how to pray the salah?
No.
The Qur'an talks about hajj, like here. But does the Qur'an tell you how to exactly perform the hajj? In the Umrah, and the Amin, Ifada, and Mina, and then the Jamarat. And then after Jamarat, you go to our Ifada, and then you come back. And no, this is all explained, the Zakah. The Hajj, you know, the Qur'an doesn't exactly explain to you the, you know, in terms of the, you know, the amount of the Zakah. It was the Sunnah that explains to us the Nisab, you know, and the threshold and whatnot. So here, this ayah explains, in fact, or an answer to those who say that we only take from the Quran and we don't take from the Sunnah. فَلَا جُنَحَ عَيَّ الطَّوَفَ بِهِمَا فَلَا جُنَحَ عَلَيْهِ عُرْوَ بْنُ الزُّبَيْرِ. عُرْوَ بْنُ الزُّبَيْرِ, he's the one whom is understood the ayah, and he says, there is no harm if you do tawaf between Safa and Marwa, or don't do it, because it's optional. كَيْمْ عَائِشَ رَضِيَ اللَّهُ عَنْهَا وَأَرْضَاهَا أُمُّ الْمُؤْمِنِينَ, she says, no. فَلَا جُنَحَ عَلَيْهِ, it means, then you have to actually, it will be an ithm. It will be an ithm, meaning it's a junna in Urdu, guna. يعني, huh? It's an ithm. It's a sin if you don't do it. Guna. It's an ithm if you don't do. If you do the tawaf, then you have to do the safa al marwa. If you don't do safa al marwa, your umrah or your hajj is not acceptable. اجعلوا آخر البيت, and this is why the Prophet Muhammad says, اجعلوا آخر البيت أو آخر عهدكم بالبيت طوافا. And I will end with this. The Prophet says, make your last thing that you do in the bait. Bait means what? Bait in Arabic means house. But also bait means Mecca. Baitullah. Also bait here means Al-Kaaba. So the Prophet says, make your last encounter with the bait at-tawaf. So comes says, okay, so I do tawaf in the Kaaba, I do tawaf, then I have to leave, I don't have to do Safa al-Marwa. Comes tawaf al-Wada', the farewell tawaf. You do tawaf al-Wada', and there is no Safa al-Marwa, there is no. But when you do tawaf, that's akhir al-Ahd, that's my last encounter with Mecca, is tawaf. So that's I answered this, you know, maybe misunderstanding that some people may have with regard to, and some people say, Sheikh, then when we do tawaf al-wada', then we do safa al-marwa? No. And in umrah, do we do tawaf al-wada'? No. It's a weak hadith. The tawaf al-wada' is only applicable when you do hajj, not when you go for umrah. طيب. And then Allah Azza wa Jal talks about, right after here, Allah Azza wa Jal talks about ilm and withholding ilm. And this is a very dangerous ayah, especially for you and I, especially the shuyukh and the ulama. What is the punishment, or what is, you know, the sin of committing, you know, what is this, the type of sin in terms of withholding ilm? And who withheld ilm, knowledge? Banu Israel again. We go back to Banu Israel. What kind of ilm did they withhold? Al-Hudud. What's Hudud? The limits of Allah. We call them Al-Hudud. There was a lady who committed zina, right? A lady from Banu Israel, Yahudiya, she committed zina. And the habd of committing zina is what?
Rajm.
What's the punishment? Huh?
Yeah.
Rajm. Rajm means stoning. If she is muhsana. Muhsana means she is a protected married woman. Her punishment is stoning to death. If she's not married, is the lashes, whipping. You know, فَجِدُوا كُلَّ وَاحِدٍ مِّنْهُمَا مِئَةَ جَلْدَةٍ. You know, 100 lashes. So there was this woman who was muhsana, and then she committed zina. So the Yahud, they came to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Ya Muhammad, what is in Islam the had of az-zina? The had, the limit of zina. And then the Prophet, he knows what they were talking about, so he told them, Next week.
Ah.
Next week, inshallah.
There is a question from
inshallah. Okay, now the questions.
هل ينفع نصوم الستة من شوال وعلينا قضاء؟
Jazakallah khair. The question is with regard to fasting or making up. You know, fasting 6th of Shawwal, and then you have some days that you need to make up. So what's the fard? Sit of Shawwal, this is no brainer. Sit of Shawwal, it's a voluntary fasting. It's sunnah fasting. It's nafl fasting. طيب هذا في فرق ما بين الصيام النفل وصيام الفرض أو الركن. Ramadan is the siyam of الركن. The siyam of the fard. So she's asking, or he's asking, I have some, you know, to make up certain days in Ramadan. Which is better, to fast the 6 days of Shawwal, or to make up for the days which I have not fasted? Of course, the party goes to making up the fard. You know, the fard is Allah is just going to ask you about the fard, not the sunnah. طيب, any other question from here? Any questions from here? المحصنات من النساء عندنا هنا المرأة المحصنة هي التي هي متزوجة ومحصنة حاصنها زوجها هذه الطلقات كيف حنجيب لك هذه على حسب أي مذهب أنت وعلى أي كذا مخالف He's saying divorced woman is she محصنة or not محصنة divorced women نعم الجمهور يعتبر أنها محصنة because she's you know she was married her husband died she still considered to be she went through the marital process well as a virgin when we talk about virgin she has not been married before that's the other ayah is applicable to that other أيوة أيوة the million dollar question إن شاء الله I'm going in December ها huh? for Umrah this is the 25th of December إن شاء الله تعالى 20 you coming with me dua for you we'll tell you إن شاء الله how much it will cost you depending where you asking for dua مكة مدينة it depends each has its own cost so the million dollar question is when you go for Umrah and then you finish your tawaf Can you do many umras? You know, continuous umras. This is ikhtilaf ma bin ahl al-ilm. When we come to Rasulullah alayhi wasallam, then we ask the question. Because if you ask any sheikh from Saudi Arabia, they will tell you no. Why? Because Prophet Muhammad never done it. The Sahaba didn't do it. Who did it? Aisha. Why Aisha? Because Aisha, she could not perform the umrah. She was going to her menses, yani hadat, fama'tamarat. So after she finished her menses, You know, and then they came back from the Hajj. Then she asked Rasulullah, Rasulullah, I did not do the Umrah. So she was keen in asking the Prophet and wanting to go and perform Umrah. So the Prophet allowed her and he asked her brother Abdul Rahman to accompany her to an area called At-Tan'im, which is now it's called Masjid Aisha, where people they go and pray, you know, do the Niyat al-Umrah. So now the question, you know, again, coming back to the question, is it okay to do it? Again, you will have these, you know, controversy, but discrepancies. You know, some said it, the Prophet never done it, nor the Sahaba, which is true. And some of these contemporary shuyukh al-ulama, they said it's okay to do it as Aisha did it. Maybe I don't support that view myself. If you really, really want to do it, then Allah musta'an, you know. Can I do it? A lot of people, they go, Sheikh, I performed 7 umrahs. 7, 8, 9 umrahs. The same day. The same, back and forth. One for my father, one for my mother, one for my dad, one for me, one for that. And the problem is, some people, they do this in Hajj. And here's the problem that I have with them. By the time Hajj comes, they are dead, tired, exhausted. I can't move, I can't this. And I keep telling you, brothers, take rest. Sisters, you need to do your, you know, this is why, you know, you go to Medina, you know, you rest. And don't just, you know, you come to Mecca, you're excited. Yeah, you're excited. I want to do tawaf and come back. I want to go tawaf. Hajj has lots of walking. There's lots of walking in Hajj. Maybe your bus will get stuck. Maybe your train will not move. You're going to be walking, man, in Hajj. You're going to be doing lots of walking in Hajj. So sometimes when people, they have done these umrahs, and then when it comes to Hajj, they're really, you know, they cannot perform it well. And so I hope I asked, you know, the question is this discrepancy, Rasulullah never done it. Sahaba never done it. Aisha, she did it. Why did she do it? and the rest is
fadlak. It's off topic. Is it haram to talk to a boy as a planning for marriage?
Is it haram to talk to a boy planning for marriage? If don't talk to him, just you and him. If you want to talk to him just to get to know that person, have to have someone, you know, with you, like a shepherd, in a public area, of course. I know how it works. I just need to get to know him, because the Prophet says, if a man just is alone with a woman, shaitan is steady to whom? Shaitan will be the third. So try to have a person with you. That person that must not, you know, does not have to be with you on that table, but you know, a little bit, just close by, so that that person is there. And then when you're the sister, if this is a sister who has this question, don't get too comfortable, because this is what the problem that they fell into. They get sometimes too comfortable asking questions. Oh, mashallah, you look nice in that hijab, sister. Oh, mashallah, I like your hijab, sister. I like your... you work out, brother. Mashallah, when you work out. Oh, mashallah. Oh, you look like you're, mashallah, pretty fit. And then you go back and forth. And then comes the musibah. And then you're laughing. Can you have your number? Can I have your number? Yes, yes, my number. We need to carry on this, you know, because I think I feel the vibe. You don't feel no vibe. You feel shaitan slapping you there. There's no vibe. I feel good. You feel good? Go get your mother or go get your father and go talk to them. You know, get your parents and go talk to them. But you can, if he's serious, he will tell you, you know what, I'm gonna come to the door. I'm going to come, I'd like to visit your parents, and I'd like to talk to your parents. And in there, you will have the right to speak to her. You're serious. You're going to, you know, your parents will be in a room, you'll be maybe, in the living room and whatnot. And then you can talk and get to know that person. If you need more another meeting, you can come back again. But show that you're serious. Meeting in school, meeting here, meeting in coffee shop, going to cinema together to get to know her, getting it. Be careful. Be careful from shaitan. Ayuna.
When into Canada?
Huh?
When into Canada?
When and if Canada? I don't know who's asking this question. You know, online people, you don't know who's there, huh? Can Jin, he's going to, the Jin would know. We're in Toronto, alhamdulillah. We're in Toronto, the Toronto GTA, Greater Toronto.